Welcome to the Servants of Grace podcast, hosted by Dave Jenkins. Our podcast exists to provide trustworthy expository messages through the Bible and faithful answers to your theology questions. Now, for today's episode, let's join our host, Dave Jenkins.
Well, welcome back to the Servants of Grace Theology segment. My name is Dave, and I'm the host for this show. And on today's episode, a listener writes in, and they have a great question. And the question is this: what does the Bible say about crystals? You know, when most of us think of crystals, we think of a fancy jewel or mineral that we learned about in a science class. Crystals are, they're beautiful. They're part of God's beautiful creation. And while the Bible speaks of crystals, some people think in the modern day, they believe crystals have a special healing power or a special power associated with them. And so today we're going to be discussing what Scripture says about crystals and what it doesn't say. You know, the Old Testament mentions crystals many times. Job 28:19 talks about a topaz, which is a crystal, when it says, "A topaz of Cush cannot compare with it. It cannot be bought with pure gold." Lamentations 4:7 speaks of rubies in analogy, saying, "Their princes were brighter than snow and whiter than milk. Their bodies more ruddy than rubies. Their appearance like lapis lazuli." Proverbs 8:11 also speaks of rubies. "For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her." And in these senses, the Bible uses crystals to refer to a variety of different things. Now, in addition to the Old Testament, Scripture talks about crystals in the new heaven and the new earth. The river described in the new heavens and the new earth is described to be as clear as crystal in Revelation 22:1. Now, the area before the throne of God is also described as being as clear as crystal in Revelation 4:6. And so while Scripture uses the beautiful imagery of crystal in its writings, it never tells us that crystals have healing or even a magical power as is popularly believed in mainstream society today. Now, the second thing to talk about this topic is healing crystals and other magical properties. It's a popular topic in today's world. Those who believe in the power of crystals believe different crystals have different properties or different powers to help whoever uses them or wears them. In fact, the belief in healing powers of crystals is nothing new. In ancient times, such as the cultures of Egypt, Greece, and China, individuals believed that crystals had magical powers. And despite many people having used crystals and believing that they can heal ailments, there's absolutely no scientific evidence to support these claims. And so it's best to see crystals as what they are. They're just minerals. Crystals do not have any powers to heal anyone, nor do they have magical properties. And so, rather than containing magical properties, crystals are just beautiful minerals created by God. So, to be clear, crystals do not contain any special properties that give them special powers. Many individuals, especially in the New Age, they believe that crystals can not only bring healing and cures to ailments, but they also believe crystals can bring good fortune. They can help one in romantic relationships and even help prevent or stop evil forces. As Christians, we know that the Bible never tells us crystals can do any of these things. Those who place such a high emphasis on crystals are, in a way, being involved in the occult. And the Scripture is clear in its warning against the occult in Deuteronomy 18:10-12. When it says, "Let no one be found among you who sacrifices their son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft or casts spells, or who is a medium or spiritist, or who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. Because of these same detestable practices, the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you." And while many individuals would argue that crystals are not part of the occult, they truly are, since they are used with the purpose of trying to manipulate situations and people. And so the question then becomes, can Christians today use crystals? Christians should not use crystals because they are part of the occult. And any time we're trying to manipulate situations through objects, such as crystals, we're participating in the occult. It's best for Christians to abstain from crystals in the sense of using them, to clarify, for healing properties or other magical properties. Now, if a Christian wants to wear, you know, a crystal just for jewelry and the Christian isn't wearing it for special purposes, then it's perfectly okay. It is just advisable for Christians to not seek out crystals for their healing properties. The Bible never tells us crystals have special abilities, and science has also confirmed that crystals cannot truly heal any condition or affect the outcome of an event. Crystals have been used for a myriad of things across the world, but we should never use them in the sense of the occult or occult practices. What crystals do is to draw you away from the Lord and cause the crystals themselves to become the idol or God in your life. Your life is going to be much better if you place the Lord first and foremost in your life instead of crystals. You see, with God there is love, peace, and freedom, but with crystals there's only empty promises, there's only pain, there's only false hope. Turn to the Lord today and He can help you. The Lord never promised us that He would heal us of all of our ailments, nor did He promise that our lives would be perfect. But He did promise that He would walk with us through all of life and before His face, through the bright times and the dark times, as we see in Psalm 23 and Hebrews 13:5. And as we wrap up, I just want to say this. Recently, I had Doreen on the Equipping You in Grace podcast. We talked about these matters. And there is nothing wrong, to clarify here at the end, there's nothing wrong with a Christian wearing jewelry. What we're talking about is when those crystals have been dedicated to the practice of New Age, or to some sort of power has been ascribed to them. Those crystals should be absolutely destroyed and thrown away, and not given to anybody else. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about ascribing to an object something of healing or magical power that that object doesn't have. That's the issue. That's where we venture into the occult, and that's what Scripture warns us so clearly about. And also, that thing is, if you're engaging in the practice of thinking that there's healing crystals and that it has a magical property, then what you're doing is you're attaching a meaning to an object that that object doesn't have. And by the way, the Lord makes all objects, and He makes all things, and He upholds all things by the word of His power. And so what I'm saying is if you're engaging in crystals and using crystals for healing or magical properties, guess what? That's not going to work at the end of the day. Yes, you can wear jewelry with crystals in it, but don't attach to that object a healing or magical property. And if you do, you need to get rid of it. Well, I hope that this episode of the Servants of Grace Theology segment has been helpful for your life and godliness. And until next week, may the Lord richly bless you and keep you.
Thank you for listening to the Servants of Grace podcast today. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe, leave a rating on the app, and share our episode with your friends and family. If you'd like to, you can follow us on Instagram at Servants of Grace, on Twitter at Servants of Grace, or by searching Servants of Grace on Facebook. You can also find this podcast on the front page of our website at servantsofgrace.org.